It's like a hug that goes on a little too long.
Whoa.
Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of West Des Moines, Iowa. A man went to a Marine Credit Union around 8:15 a.m. last week with one thing on his mind. He was going to rob the place. He had a hoodie covering his head, sunglasses covering his eyes, and a red bandana covering his face. There was just one problem. The credit union didn't open until 11 a.m.
check the hours.
Well, that's what he did. He yanked on the doors for a minute, realized they were locked, and then took out a pen and paper and wrote down the correct times listed on the door and then left the area.
Very responsible. I mean, I would just visit the bank's website, but if he wants to go old school, that's on him.
A half hour later, he went to a First National Bank about a mile away to rob them too, but he was 15 minutes early. They were also closed until 9 a.m.
The early bird doesn't always get the worm, apparently.
So he did the same thing. The security video taken shows him taking out a Sharpie, then writing down the correct hours on his bank, of the bank on his forearm, and then leaving there as well. And the cops are currently trying to track him down.
Can you imagine that feeling? Like you're getting yourself all hyped up to finally rob the bank, and then even the second one you go to is still locked? Like,
you're just like, damn it.
God!
This next laser story is out of Newfoundland, Canada. This past weekend, a 48-year-old man named Liam Trembley was standing outside of his property when a car drove by and a piece of pizza landed harmlessly on the ground nearby.
What?
Sounds very harmless to me. Sounds like pure luck.
So what did Liam do? He called the police, and they came out to investigate.
What? Yeah. I thought you were going to say 5-second rule. He picked it up and ate it.
Yeah, they've got a lot going on in Newfoundland.
When the cops showed up, Liam had them watch his home security camera footage, which clearly showed the car's license plate. So police went to the house of the registered owner and arrested 18-year-old Felix Roy.
For what? Littering?
Authorities say Felix admitted to lobbing the slice out of his car at Liam, but refused to say why.
Oh.
What?
So it was a drive-by pizza slice?
Yep. Cops believe the two men know each other and speculate that the drive-by pizza assaulting may have been the result of personal history between these guys. So in the end, even though the pizza did not hit Liam, authorities spent significant hours investigating the crime, and
what?
Felix was charged with assault.
Oh my God! Come on.
And it sounds like Felix. I mean, that was what his intention was, which is what is even crazier to me.
So there you go. Don't throw pizza at somebody in Canada. Right. You can be arrested for that, for sure.
Right. Throw pizza by my house, though, and you won't be arrested. You'll be rewarded.
This next laser story is out of Solihull, England. A 67-year-old woman went to her optometrist recently to have cataract surgery, and she told the doctor that her eyes had been really dry. And during the exam, the doctor figured out why. It turns out the woman had 27 lost contacts that were stuck in her eye socket.
Did you say 27?
27.
How is that even possible?
Oh my God!
I wear contacts. I can't see how that could happen. And she didn't know?
Nope, the doctor couldn't believe it either. And he was trying to figure out how she could have so many lenses stuck behind her eye. And when she removed all of them, guess what?
Oh, she could see.
The woman said she felt a lot better.
Yeah. Imagine that. Put 27 pieces of plastic in your eye, and then when you take them out, it feels fantastic.
Yeah.
A report about this case was just released in the British Medical Journal, and the doctor says it's a reminder to get regular eye doctor appointments because you never know what they might find.
Or
it should be a reminder,
take your contact lenses out.
Yeah.
There are those weird people that literally, I mean, you won't take them out for months.
Yeah.
And I don't know how they do that.
This next laser story is out of the Philippines. An ad agency called Idea Machina just started offering a unique benefit to all of its workers. Okay. It's called breakup leave, which is paid time off after you get dumped.
For real?
You gotta let that cry breathe a little bit.
You gotta let that cry.
The CEO says that they decided to start the policy because the company needs their staff to have maximum creativity, and that's just not possible after a bad breakup.
I don't know. Heartbreak leads to a lot of good art out there.
That's true. They've also added other policies over the past year where they'll give their staff $30 toward 6 dates.
What?
And they'll even kick in a $3,000 toward employee weddings.
Does anyone feel like this company's way too involved with your personal dating life?
Yeah.
Like, hey, man, I don't want to talk to my boss about all this stuff right now.
Totally. You just walk up to your desk. How's it really going with you and Becky?
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know.
So far, the only problem they've run into is that the married people who work at the company have been trying to collect money by going on dates with other people. Which is a great excuse for some dude, you know, that like, babe, like, I've got to go on these dates. Like, we're trying to save for like a vacation home and I need to get some extra money, so I have to go out with all these women. I'm sorry. The company says that obviously the policy was intended for single people to go out and find love, and that married people should not use the service to cheat on their spouse. This next leisure story is out of China. KFC is known for their strange marketing tactics. In the past, we've seen them come out with KFC-scented candles, crispy KFC sunscreen, spicy and original flavored nail polish. But now they've come back with another non-fried chicken-related product that's gaining some media attention. It's a KFC-branded Android smartphone.
Double rainbow. Oh, my God.
Because nothing says you have a fast food problem like having a KFC phone.
The special edition KFC phone has a red casing of a 5.5-inch 720-pixel display and even has a fingerprint sensor on the back of the device shaped like Colonel Sanders himself.
Dude, what it really needs is a protector against all those greasy fingers you're going to be having using that phone.
There you go.
They just released it to commemorate the 30th anniversary of the chain's existence. Only 5,000 units of the limited edition phone will be released, costing about $162 per unit.
Okay.
Well,
not bad for a brand new phone.
Not too bad. And it's pretty priceless the way that you're going to impress people if you have that phone.
It's true.
You know, like, oh man, that's the new KFC phone? Amazing. This next laser story is out of survey world. There's a new survey that asked over 10,000 Americans, when it comes to things that we enjoy in this country, what are the top things that are overrated? Here's the list. 30% of Americans believe that Reese Witherspoon is overrated.
That is horrible! Have they not seen Legally Blonde?
That in and of itself
has secured her as a spot in my heart forever.
Yeah, I think she's pretty good. I don't think she's overrated, but 30% of Americans disagree with us. 34% said brunch is overrated.
Again, who are these people? For real?
I don't know. I don't go to brunch a lot. It's not.
Oh,
like
you should. Bottomless mimosas. You don't have to wake up early. You can do it at 11 o'clock. And it takes care of lunch and breakfast together. I mean, two meals in one. Thank you.
48% said cats are overrated.
Really?
Yeah, and the cats didn't care. The cats are like, we think you're overrated too, so shut up. 50% said Taco Bell is overrated.
Is it
great?
Okay, wait, hold on. Is it rated high to begin with?
Like, it's one of the healthiest food chains. Fun fact.
63% said bacon is overrated.
No.
Oh my God!
You stop that blasphemy.
Amen.
Right now.
And you wrap anything in bacon and it's delicious. I mean, for God's sakes, I eat dates because they're wrapped in bacon. I would not eat a date if it didn't have bacon around it.
64% said avocado is overrated.
What?
Come on.
68% said New Year's is totally overrated,
which I
definitely agree with.
Totally.
And the number one thing that Americans believe is overrated, 89% said the TV show The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. Overrated.
Yeah, totally.
I don't know. I don't agree again.
Really?
Again, don't think it's rated that high to begin with.
Yeah. I haven't seen the ratings, but...
Yeah, it's really addictive if you watch it.
I know something that's not overrated. This dude. He's accurately rated.
Yes,
he is.
That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe, which means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time on Wednesday.